Saturday morning, it's Trina, and we're delighted to have Deirdre O'Keefe back from Clever Birdie. She's slagging me here because when Deirdre was on the show a few weeks ago, I kept calling her Linda for some reason. I do apologise, Deirdre. I don't know why I did that. I was having a senior moment.
It's okay. Listen, I'm nearly becoming Linda at this point. I'll go with whatever you call me, Trina.
Yeah. So Deirdre O'Keefe is from Clever Birdie, and actually, you may have seen her on the telly show with Owen McGee. You were on there kind of sorting out your own finances, which was a bit of a funny one, Deirdre, because this is the area that you work in. So 100%. Tell us briefly why you went on.
Okay, well, my main motivator to go on the show was, I didn't think I'd actually get on the show because my finances are pretty good. My main aim for going on the show was to just get somebody else who's not me to point out to me all the things I know that I'm doing wrong in terms of I'm just dedicating too much of my life into a business in a really unsustainable way. And I had health issues, all sorts of issues. So I just needed somebody to come in and boss me around because I'm not easily bossed around, Trina.
Yeah. Tell you how to, the best way to work your pensions and all this kind of thing. Because you have MS, don't you, Deirdre?
I do, Trina. I've had MS now. Well, I've known about MS now for 15 years, long time.
Okay, so you have to consider things like that when you're working so hard. You were working mad hours. So I guess Owen was kind of giving out to you about that.
He was. I mean, I knew I was working crazy hours, but I live in a bubble where I'm fine. I'm totally fine and I'll always be fine. But at the back of my mind, I knew I might not be fine. Mm-hmm. And I just knew the way I was working, it wasn't healthy. I was probably actually making my MS worse. So Owen really came in and stripped everything back, and Owen can be brutal, and I appreciated that brutal honesty, and I needed it, and it did. A lot did change. I'm still a work in progress, but a lot did change.
Yeah. Can we just point out something happened as well to the family right after the show aired with your husband? Because I know your husband was doing kind of most of the childcare really while you were really, like, I mean, doing 80 hours plus a week in the business. What happened?
Well, Adam, as you know, was my right-hand man. He was looking after our children whilst doing marketing work for me too. And the irony, because the whole show was all focused around my health and what if something went wrong, the irony is a week after the show aired in January, Adam, who was only 43, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, literally dropped to the floor in front of me with a major heart attack, huge heart attack.
God.
I know, we are so lucky to have him because even the surgeon said one more hour, he was gone. So thankfully, after lots of surgery, he's on the road to recovery now. But just goes to show, you just never know.
Imagine, and all the focus was on your health and to think that that was going to happen. I mean, you must have never in a million years thought something like that would happen.
Never, never. That day that it happened, I, honest to God, when I was ringing the ambulance, I felt so Irish. All I was thinking was, oh, jeez, I'm making such a fuss bringing an ambulance here because I didn't think it was a heart attack because you're not supposed to have a heart attack that young.
Yeah.
So it was a huge shock to the family. So life did go totally upside down for the last 3 months.
Has that kind of changed your perspective on things as well? That the fact that, God, you know, what if you died?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a huge one. Once I got over the initial shock, I really did think about absolutely everything because it really did put it right in my face of what could happen. So I got very kind of, you know, it puts a lot of things into perspective of how important is it to do that work and how much do you need to bend over backwards for, you know, particular clients that maybe not suiting. So I'm now kind of like totally tweaking the business model to suit our lifestyle. And Owen wouldn't be happy to hear this say, but we're getting a lot more flighty with our money because we might as well, you know, treat ourselves to things because, like I keep saying, you just never know what's around the corner.
I know. And I take it you're telling Adam the odd time that you love him. The odd time now.
Now and then I say it.
Well, listen, speaking of money, Deirdre, I want to talk to you about Clever Birdie, your business, but also about the number of bank holidays we've had recently. And there's another one coming up. If you are a part-time worker, what does this mean for your pay?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, if you're a part-time worker, I know I'm going to be getting a lot of emails. This is a huge issue in this country. There seems to be this mental perception that part-time workers don't have the same entitlements to bank holidays or public holidays, should really call them, because it's totally different to a bank holiday. So as you know, we have 10 public holidays in Ireland at the moment. And if you're a part-timer, you are entitled to pay. But there are certain rules. So I don't know, do you want me to bore you with the rules?
Go on.
While I go through them? Okay, so the rules, they're actually quite straightforward. If you are a part-timer and you normally work on the day that a public holiday falls and you decide to not work that day, you have to be paid for the hours you would normally work. So, for example, Trina, if you worked one day a week for me on a Monday and the public holiday falls on the Monday, you are entitled to that day off and I must pay you for those hours.
Wow, okay.
However, it goes further than that. If you're a part-time, so say this would be more applicable to, say, a lot of students who maybe work in bars or shops. So their hours vary. It's up and down all the time. So they don't have a set day. But they are 100% entitled to public holiday pay if they worked 40 hours in the 5 weeks leading up to that public holiday. So what the employer must do is they must basically work out the average hours that that employee works in a normal week and pay them 20% or 1/5 for the public holiday, regardless. Like, that is the law. Like, I'm trying to warn people all the time that do not do any employees out of public holiday pay, because you're going to land yourself in a lot of hot water.
Yeah. There must be a lot of employers who are getting that wrong and assume, oh, we don't have to because it's a bank holiday.
Yes, exactly. They just sort of seem to think, well, they didn't work it and they don't normally work it, so they're not entitled to it. And one area I've noticed over, well, I suppose my entire career, is the likes of hairdressers or barbers that traditionally would be closed on a Monday anyway. So there was sort of this perception that even their full-time employees didn't actually have to get any extra pay because they don't normally work on a Monday. But that is actually so untrue, because that same rule applies to those employees. They need to get a fifth of their normal working week
yes.
paid for that bank holiday.
They don't work on a Monday because they're there every Saturday.
Exactly.
A hairdresser will never get a Saturday off.
Never. So I went on a rampage now. Now all my clients are super good. They got so sick of getting circular emails from me with the rules. And on a lead up to bank holiday season, I'm just going mad telling people, don't forget this. But you'd be amazed, Trina, at the amount of people that just get this wrong. And you will get found out.
Okay. It sounds like Deirdre is going to be knocking on all these businesses going, excuse me, have you paid your staff?
Exactly. This week in particular, because obviously we're paying for a public holiday week. So it's like saying to everyone, don't forget now. And so they're good. Everyone seems to know, just, you know, just go with what Deirdre says. It's correct. So that's good. I have them well trained.
Okay. So if you are a part-time worker and you haven't been getting paid for that, you need to get on to your boss and sort that out ASAP.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you fall into the category of having, you should have been paid for those public holidays, you need to go to your employer now and basically get back pay for all those missed public holidays. And as a last resort, if you're not getting anywhere, and this, by the way, applies to anyone that you may have worked with, but you no longer work for, you can still go back to them and say, you actually did me out at bank holidays. And if that employer is not going to play ball, you can always go and take action with the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission. They are there to look after the employees' rights and also to look after the employer. But generally, I would say, in my opinion, they teeter-totter towards the employee, which is no harm. Employees need to be protected.
Deirdre, just finally, if you work on a bank holiday or maybe if you work on a Sunday, are you entitled to double pay or anything like that? Or is that up to your employer?
Okay, well, Sunday, there is actually no legal requirement for an employer to pay you extra pay. It depends on their contract. So if your employer has in the contract, you will get X amount, like 1.5 hours for a Sunday. That's fine. But if there's nothing, they can just pay you a normal set rate. But if you do work on the public holiday, so if you worked 7 hours on the public holiday, you get paid for the 7 hours you work, and then you must get either an additional 7 hours paid for the public holiday, or paid day off in the following month, or holidays in lieu of that extra pay. So essentially, it's kind of like double time. But it goes further, Trina. If you normally work 7 hours on a Monday, and you could have taken it off, but your employer says, listen, I need you for 4 hours. You obviously get paid for the 4 hours you work, but you still must get paid those 7 hours public holidays that you would ordinarily. So it can be a bit brain melting for people who can't get their heads around this, but it's so important. They need to stick this on their computer screen so that they just know, because I am telling you, I have witnessed people at the scrutiny of the WRC, and it is not nice.
Deirdre, give us your Instagram there.
My Instagram is cleverbirdie, Burdy. So I'm posting lots of reels lately to give good advice to employers, employees and the everyday Joe.
Fantastic. Chat to you very soon. It is something
Thanks,
for the
Mia.
Weekend and Ireland's Classic Hits.